can you tell me the importance of Scott's Law in Illinois and what that means for safety on the roads for drivers and, in your position, Illinois State Police?
Well, so I think there is a misconception that Scott's Law is, it only pertains to first responders, you know, police officers and, you know, firemen, emergency trucks, IDOT workers. Scott's Law is really for everybody. So not just first responders, even the, you know, the motoring public, so like that regular motorist. It's to protect everyone. When you see a vehicle stranded, whether it's an emergency vehicle or it's lights activated, you are required to move over, whether it's an emergency vehicle or a regular vehicle with their hazards activated. It's just common courtesy, you know, to keep them safe. So you're required to move over and slow down. And we also get the question, people ask, what if I can't move over? What if there's a car, you know, in the other lane and it's not safe for me to move over? So that does happen. And when that is a situation, what you do is you slow down, you know, as much as you can below the closest speed limit and move over as far as you can in, within your lane, of course, without endangering the other vehicle in the other lane. And then you proceed with caution. So you, basically, you give them giving them enough room so you're not zooming past them at, you know, 80, 70, or 55 miles per hour.
Right. And I know, especially kind of recently, and especially in the last year or so, I see whenever someone's pulled over, sometimes there's two state troopers on the side of the road. Is that so that one of them can keep an eye out for violations of this?
Well, a lot of times if we have, you know, if the calls for service are not crazy, if we have two vehicles, we'll have one way beyond behind the vehicle that stopped, kind of like to warn motorists, hey, you know, slow down, there's a hazard ahead. So it's kind of like a warning to the motorist, hey, slow down, you know, there's something going on, you know, let's say half a mile or a quarter mile ahead. So that's really most of the time what it's for.
And do you have any numbers as far as, has there been an increase or a decrease in Scott's Law violations the last couple of years? I know a couple of years ago, the focus really started on making people aware of this law because there was sadly a lot of trooper injuries and even deaths. So has there been a decrease since there's been a big emphasis put on this?
So 2019, as you know, was a terrible year for us. We lost two troopers to Scott's Law violations. So in 2019, we had 72 SWAT car crashes, 27 of which were in relation to Scott Law. In 2020, we had 23 SWAT car crashes, and 15 of which were in relation to Scott Law violations. So far this year, we have 13 SWAT cars that have been struck in relation to Scott Law violations, including the one that we had most recently yesterday in District 7. Thankfully, there weren't any serious injuries, but of course, again, we don't want anybody to be injured, you know. The roadway is our office, and we just want an opportunity to be able to perform our duties safely and also keep the motoring public safe as well.
Yeah, I was talking to someone from IDOT yesterday because there was an IDOT worker hit in southern Illinois. So really the main message he sent across was that this law, like you said, is for everybody and for everybody to be safe, whether that's in a work zone or someone getting pulled over.
Yes, it's for everybody. Because, I mean, you just never know who, it could be you stranded on the side of the roadway. You know, you can have a flat tire or whatever the case is with your vehicle, and you don't want vehicles going past your 80 miles per hour while you're stranded and waiting for either an IHC trooper or IDA or even AAA to come assist you. So it's just to keep everybody safe, and yes, it's for the safety of everyone.
And just going along those lines of safety, I was on the side of the road one time, I think it was with a flat tire on the interstate, and there was some people that weren't getting over whenever they could have and things like that. How does someone go about reporting Scott's Law violations or even getting an officer on the scene there to help get traffic moved over?
So a lot of times what we suggest is, you know, just dial 911 to report reckless drivers. So of course, if you're driving and you observe, or even in your case, if you're stranded and you feel unsafe, call 911 and we'll send the first trooper that we have available. And, you know, with Scott's Law violation, if we witness it, you know, we have to be able to witness it, to be able to enforce it. So if you report it and a trooper is in the area, we can enforce the law. The best thing is just for you to be safe, you know, stay in your vehicle, dial 911 to report any reckless motorists that you observe in the roadway, and we don't encourage anybody to be, you know, a vigilante trying to stop a vehicle. When you do call 911 to report a reckless driver, just make sure you have the basics of the vehicle, you know, make, model, what color, your location is very, very important. So get the location, make, model of the vehicle, and any descriptors that you have available.
Is there anything that you would like to add about Scott's Law or any trooper safety really overall as we get into a time of year when there's a lot of people on the roads, there's a lot of work zones? Is there anything you wanted to add about any of that that I haven't asked you?
Well, the biggest thing, you know, we would rather educate instead of just write out tickets, because I think the more people learn about it, the more they can be aware of what to look out for. Education is key. We're not just all about, oh, we're just going to write tickets and enforce the law. So if we can educate the general public, you know, like how I'm doing now, that's always the goal. We always post safety messages on our social media pages, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. There's always tips available to motorists. So education is the biggest thing. And, you know, we do enforce the law if need be. So far, as of yesterday, we have issued over 2,100 citations with Scott's Law violations. So we are out there enforcing the law, and we do want to drive it home for motorists to move over for all vehicles, not just emergency vehicles, any vehicle that you observe on the side of the roadway. You know, sometimes you can't activate your four-way hazards on a regular vehicle until your battery dies, right? So your vehicle is not going to be working. Your hazards are not going to be active. Any vehicle you see on the side of the road, you don't know why that vehicle is stopped. The goal is to move over and slow down. And don't drive distracted. That's one of the biggest issues as well. Is if we're driving distracted and you're not paying attention to what's ahead of them. So put the phone down. I always activate Do Not Disturb when I'm driving. If I have to make a phone call, I exit the, you know, the expressway, find a parking lot. If it's a phone call that cannot wait. Some tips that I give is if you feel like you're going to be tempted to look at your phone, if you do not have this Do Not Disturb, leave it in the trunk. You know, leave it where you're not tempted to reach and look at it and see, oh, who called me or who texted me. And we always say put the phone down, because people think, okay, I'm using my phone for GPS. So you're using your phone for GPS and the text message comes through. You're going to be tempted to look, you know what I mean? To look and see, oh, who's texting, whether you're using it for GPS or not. So the biggest advice I have is if you don't think you can avoid the temptation of driving distracted, just put your phone in the trunk or put your phone where it's not within reach, where you would be tempted to look at it. And as always, drive sober. And this is just some of the tips that we have.
Those 2,100 violations you mentioned that have been cited so far, has that been this year in 2021?
Yes, this is 2021 so far. So as of May 25th, which is yesterday, it's been over 2,100 citations that have been issued.
All right.
We would rather not issue citations. You know, we would rather educate the public first instead of just issuing out citations, because the fines are pretty heavy. So for the first violation, it is $250 for the first offense, and any violation afterwards is $750. If it's a property damage, so there's no injuries, the violator's driver's license will be suspended for a mandatory period of anywhere between 3 to 12 months. If the Scott's Law violation does result in injury of another person, in addition to the fine, the license, there's a mandatory suspension between 6 months and 2 years. And as you know, all Scott's Law violations, it's a mandatory court appearance, so you have to go to court. So basically that you miss now a day of work, you know, just a day in your life where you have to go before a judge to go deal with that citation. So that's why we push education. Education is important. We'd rather not issue citations. If we can educate the public, we will do just that. But we have no problem with issuing citations if necessary.
Right. Well, thank you very much for all the time and all the information. And like you said, I thought this was very important to get out there to the public, especially a lot of people might not have been on the roads as much last year because of the pandemic. So with more people on the roads this summer and more work zones, I think it's important that people remember the safety of everyone on the roads.
Yeah. So I appreciate you giving this opportunity to speak to not only you, but also your listeners. And thank you for the opportunity. These are the interviews that we always look forward to in order to spread awareness of, the move over Lost Scott's Walk.